Culture vultures. Ha! Culture vultures. Ha! Culture vultures. Ha! Culture vultures.
Dímelo, mi gente. We're back at it again. Pop culture vultures. Your girl, La Loca, here.
Hey, y'all. It's Utopia.
Hey, it's Mike Coscarelli. How are you?
Oh, we're fabulous. Now, how did pop culture vultures become from 2 to 3 now? I'm having a problem. This is all before, I thought the changes were supposed to happen after holiday. You know, Thanksgiving is this Thursday. But now we've become a trio. I love it, though.
Oh, we've become a trio. Listen, I'm the producer of the show, and when we started doing this, I didn't plan on talking at all. But it seems like the dynamic has shifted to you two sassy urbanites.
Sassy urbanites.
Explaining pop culture to young Caucasian man.
Milky.
You know, I'm loving it, but usually changes happen after
gradually.
The holiday.
Gradually,
usually around holidays.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, maybe many of you are going to be having Thanksgiving on a not so happy mood because you might have lost your job. Your job decided to make the cut.
That's the worst.
It happens
yo.
A lot.
Yeah, yeah, during around the holiday season.
Always.
That's so brutal.
Yeah, like it sucks.
Sorry,
and a company I work for used to do that. So, you know, usually I'll be walking around because I was always part time. I never feared it. So I would walk around and ask everybody, so what is your tradition for Thanksgiving? Yay! While they're holding onto a box like, bitch, if you don't get out of my face, I just got canned.
Yeah,
you know? And it sucks. But at least I know that our changes for the pop culture vultures happen early. So I still got a job. Woohoo! With pop culture vultures.
Yeah.
So I can ask you guys, what are some of your traditions? As you know, Thanksgiving again is this Thursday, and we're going to be celebrating it with our friends, our family, or whatever. So, Utopia.
Yes.
What are some of your Thanksgiving traditions? Who are you spending it with?
Well, I'm going to spend Thanksgiving with my parents. Big shout out to them. Gang, gang, gang.
They're going to take you out to eat, like always, huh? You're going to get your ass beat and then go out to eat.
So pampered. But no, my mom is actually going to start cooking on Wednesday. And the tradition that we've had for the longest is that I come over, sit in the kitchen, and just watch her cook. I don't help. I don't do anything. Because if I did, it would be a disaster. The one thing that I do is, I just said doo-doo. Anyway, I bring the cranberry sauce. So, yeah, it's this rumor that people have that I'm not, like, a really good cook. I don't feel that way, but...
Which people?
Everyone that I know. Like, everybody that I know. But I feel like I'm a decent cook, but I know my boundaries, and Thanksgiving dinner is way too important, especially when you have family and guests, for you to kind of, like, mess things up. So I'm usually in charge of sitting and hanging out with my mom in the kitchen, making sure she doesn't fall asleep in a pie or anything like that, and getting the cranberry sauce. So... that's what I do. One year, I got a little extravagant with the cranberry sauce, and I got like 6 different kinds because I felt insulted when people told me I couldn't cook. So I was like, I'm going to show you guys. I'm going to kill the cranberry sauce gang. And I did. I brought like 6 different cans of cranberry sauce, and that's what I do every year. So
you need to go take a cooking class. You know, this is like, it's competitive in my family.
Cooking?
Yeah. I'm not the best chef, but boy, I will freaking fake it till I make it.
Not me. I'm good. Like, I'm okay. There's certain things I'm okay with not being the best at. And the way that my mom and my grandma, God bless her soul, the way she cooked, and my mom, the way my mom throws down, and my granddad is like, I'm okay with not knowing how to do all of this. So.
Do you feel like when you have like your own family and everything, that might hurt you in the long run?
Well, I thought about that because I know that we're not going to all be here forever, and I should, you know, start learning how to, you know, do all the traditional things that we do, like sweet potato pie and sweet potato bread, and, you know, like everything. But you know what? I'm going to keep it 100. I plan to marry a chef. That's exactly what it is.
I thought you wanted an inmate. How are you going to go from an inmate inmate to a chef.
Well, don't forget.
What do you think they do in prison? They learn how to cook.
Exactly. They know how to do like 6 different versions of cup of noodles. So that's the kind of person that I need to be with. But nah, that I'm hoping to marry into a big family that I can just bring paper plates and nobody will, you know, like notice the fact that I didn't bring a dish or whatever like that. Or if I could, you know, go to Junior's and stand on the line for 6 hours and get, you know, a cheesecake, I could do my part. I'm never going to go anywhere empty handed.
Yes.
But I don't see myself being the person who's going to host Thanksgiving at her house every year unless my husband is like incredible in the kitchen or on the grill.
So unless he's a guy that's like standing in the the kitchen fermenting the wine through his sock.
Exactly. And my poor mom, if she, you know, she lives to 120. I'm just letting you know, mommy, right now you will be in the kitchen cooking every Thanksgiving. just to let you know. So there's really no traditions on my end. Like I said, the cranberry sauce thing, and I'm the one person who will eat herself literally into a coma. Like, I take food naps. Like, I get there early, have my first plate, then chill. I might literally take a nap or watch a game or, you know, have a conversation with somebody and then go for another plate, chill out for another 2 or 3 hours, and then get my third plate. Mm. And then after that, take a plate home. Yes, I'm that person.
Yes.
That person, like, literally I will eat myself into a food coma, like, on Thanksgiving. That's my favorite thing to do on Thanksgiving. Like, family's cool, but eating till I can't eat anymore, that is it.
It really is the best holiday, isn't it?
I prepare for this year round.
Thanksgiving?
I eat healthy all summer. I try to in the fall, but once that Halloween comes around, my body's prepared. I've purged and sent away all the bad food, all the good healthy food to make room for all the bad. I work on my jaw. Make sure I have it. Hey, I don't get no lock jaw when I'm about to have my chicken, my mac and cheese.
Do you do mac and cheese as well too?
No, we don't do macaroni and cheese.
Your macaroni and cheese, is it the kind that someone, and this happened one Thanksgiving, and I almost threw the pan of mac and cheese at the person who brought it, but they had like slices of Kraft cheese on top of the macaroni.
Oh, no. That's so disrespectful. That is disrespectful.
Yo, I was like, how you bring that to somebody's house, yo?
That's terrible.
Like, the slices. Like, you could literally see the slices on top of it.
You just made it in the microwave?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, that's disrespectful.
The noodle's not even done.
If that's your macaroni, that is not real macaroni and cheese.
You gotta use, like, 3 or 4 different types of cheeses there. My aunt, I don't know what kind of cheese she uses and how she makes it. So, it's not super duper sweet, because mac and cheese is not supposed to be sweet, but it's sweet enough that when you add a little bit of hot sauce to that bad boy,
I'm new to that mac and cheese with hot sauce on it.
What?
I had it. It was forced upon me. I went to Pies and Thighs in Williamsburg, and that's how they serve their mac and cheese. And I'm just like, damn, they just put it all. I'm the only black person in history who does not like hot sauce.
You're bugging.
That's what the conversation at the table is with my parents. And like, anytime we have Sunday dinner, and as soon is the hot sauce. I'm like, do you really need hot sauce on you? Basically off with your head. Whose child are you? Exactly. So I was forced to the hot sauce and the mac and cheese. And I'm just like, excuse me, sir, like, do you have non-hot sauce macaroni and cheese? And they're just like, nah, bitch, just eat this mac and cheese and get on with your life. And I had it and I was like,
without the hot sauce?
No, with the hot sauce. Okay. And I was like, ooh, my life has been changed. This is really good.
So hot sauce goes good with everything.
For your family, you guys do, I'm assuming we all essentially do the standard Thanksgiving stuff, right?
Oh, like the spread?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll tell you.
Is it a lot of soul food?
Yeah. We do, so this will probably be our spread. We'll have a sweet potato pie, sweet potato bread, some kind of cake or something that we buy. We do cranberry sauce, turkey. Sometimes you might have a ham. I don't eat ham, so sometimes we'll have a ham or a roast.
Okay.
Sides would be collard greens, mac and cheese, stuffing. I would like a nice garden salad. I mean, that's just me.
This is excess.
I went somewhere to a southern based Thanksgiving, and they had squash, which was oh, really? But it was really good. Mm-mm. It was, they put mashed sugar in it, so it tastes like yams.
How'd they serve it? It was like mashed
Mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes sometimes. There's something. Oh, sweet potatoes. Like, even though we have the sweet potato bread, sweet potato pie, we also have yams with the syrup on it. Oh man, I should, like, baked diabetes. I live for it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I feel like green beans. We do green beans. I had a green bean casserole before. I did not like that.
Yeah.
Then it was just way too much going on. Drinks. We do cider. A lot of, like, the sparkling cider. You know, whatever kind of alcohol you get your hands on, and Sprite. For some reason, Sprite is really huge in my family for Thanksgiving. Like. Which is crazy. And I feel like there's something else I'm missing, but that's basically the spread. What's yours? Because I know yours is, like, off the chain.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for Latinos, it's a traditional Latino one, but we have my parents are Dominican. Mm-hmm. My aunt's married to an African American. Mm-hmm. So we get both sides at the same time. We celebrate it. My aunt comes over with her kids, my parents, and my nephew, now that he's, you know, he's in the world, and he's older. So we all, you know, we blend it. And my sister-in-law is Puerto Rican. So my dad does the turkey as normal. We got rice con guandules. Rice and beans, but it's guandules, pigeon peas. Regular rice with pigeon peas.
What's a pigeon
pea? It's guandules. The black ones.
Let's Google it so you can see what it looks like.
Well, no.
You've seen it before.
No, with guandules. Guandules are, it's a black, what the hell?
Can you pronounce that once again? Guandules. You see me type it in it, right? Oh, God. Did I get it?
The bottom one.
This one?
That one. Guandules. The green
one. You know these.
The green peas. They're pigeon peas. I say black beans. Guandules are green beans. Okay. I got the mix up.
Yes.
We got the guandules with the beans, the brown rice. Oh my God!
Does it look like this one? The one number one, because I've seen
that one right there. Yeah. Well, no, really, the one to the right.
This one.
That one.
So it's rice and beans.
Rice and beans, but you gotta have specific rice beans.
Okay. All right.
Because we had the guandules mixed in with the rice, but then sometimes depending on who is coming, like my boyfriend, he likes pinto beans. I like pinto beans. That's the red kidney. Well, pinto beans are not kidney beans.
They're different beans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're different beans. Pinto beans. It's hard to explain, damn it. It's rice and beans.
I guess you got rice and beans.
Okay, rice and beans, guandules, and
there's
pinto.
There's some Dominican person in the Bronx right now going, idiot!
Yeah, for real. But it tastes good. That's all you need to worry about.
It's
then
so
we have the pernil, which is the pork, but we ain't do the ham. It's the whole pork.
Okay.
We'll have guineitos. The sweet plantains. I'm sorry that I'm saying it in Spanish,
good.
But it's just,
oh my God,
that's how
I love
if
sweet
I'm gonna
plantains.
Talk about it, I'm gonna talk about how I do it. So we have the guineitos. We have totones, which is fried plantains mashed. They're fried plantains. They're like potato chips, but they're platanos. And then we'll have habichuela con dulce. Some families do that. That's it's like a sweet bean soup. It has coconut in there. It has raisins in there. It has little cookies in there. And the beans are, like, mashed, but then you also put beans in there. It is super sweet. Oh, delicious.
It sounds so good.
We got the mac and cheese. My aunt does hers. I don't know what spirit
without
she puts on
without the slices on top.
It's real mac and cheese. Like, different types of cheeses. There's some shredded cheese on top of it to give it a little crisp.
No, but not
breading.
Kraft slices.
No. Right.
Or border cheese. You remember border cheese with the cow on top? You guys remember that?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I do. Yeah. I don't even sell that in the store anymore?
No.
let me see what else. Oh, we don't do no cider. We do coqui. And that's
that
like
has
a
milk
Dominican
in it,
thing.
Right?
Yeah, this is milky. It's like a rum. It has rum in there. It has coconut shredding and then coconut milk and a nice Bacardi in there. Ooh, that's from my Puerto Rican sister-in-law side. We have Brugal as alcohol. What else do we have? We do have salads, but it's the potato salad with the beets in there and a little bit of grapes in there. Depends on who's making it. For appetizer, it's the Ritz cracker with the white cheese. It's I forgot what kind of white
cheese. I know
cheese.
What kind of cheese that is.
It's the white cheese.
It's so good.
Yeah, and a little bit of guava on top of it. Oh,
guava, really?
Yes! That was... what else do we have? We do have the olive and the cheese because all Hispanics love to have their olive and cheese. You take the little toothpick, you shove it in and eat it. Mm-hmm. What else do we have? Pateles. It's
let
plantains,
me see if I can smell it.
Right?
Everything you said that I haven't, that I don't know about, the way you... you say it and then I don't know it, and then you go, oh, how do I even explain?
I know, because it's
oh
just,
my God,
it's just so oh, hard. It's no, just heaven. Just yeah. Everything we say is heaven, but it has ground beef in it, right?
Okay,
and the beef has like olives and onions, but then it's wrapped with plantains. But the plantains are, I mean, I'm talking about grinded all the way down. And then the meat is wrapped by the plantains, and then it's boiled in a pot. It's so hard to explain, but I have to bring you guys plateles.
I'm like, I need a plate of just like everything.
Yeah. You have to. Yeah.
That sounds like one of the best things I've ever heard.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I love plantains so much.
You have to have un pastel with a little bit of hot sauce over that thing.
Oh, man.
Grandma, I miss you. My grandma used to, when she came around, pastel, she did it all by hand.
Yeah.
And yes, I was one of those sitting there just talking to her because she would not allow me to. It's not that she didn't trust me. It's not that I couldn't cook. She just did it. She was like, no, this is mine. So she would make her pasteles and the papas rellenas. Now, papas rellenas are potato balls.
I think I've had that
before. Mashed potatoes, you mash it up, and then you make a ball. And then inside, in the center of the ball is ground beef. And then you put it in the fryer, and then just a shell of the potato is shelled out because it was fried. You eat that bad boy. Mm. And mind you, the meat's cooked before you make the potato ball, because you have to cook the potato, and then you got to cook the meat, and then you put it together. And oh, yes! Now, desserts. I made the sweet potato casserole. And then the habichuela con dulce was another dessert. We usually do that more for Easter, but my dad loves to make it, so he would make it for Thanksgiving.
Is that a cake?
Huh?
Is that a cake?
No, it's like a soup.
Okay.
Habichuela con dulce.
Is it sweet soup?
Yeah, it's a sweet soup.
For
it's
dessert?
All made out of beans.
Oh, for dessert?
Yeah, you can have it for dessert before, after, but you would have that at the end, and you just drink it. You drink it, and then it's a soup, but it's delicious. Let me see, what else? There's some more things that we would have, but I think that was it. Yeah, that was it.
How big's your family? Like, what's a gathering look like at your house?
The gathering in my house, my mom, for Easter and for Thanksgiving, my mom, my dad, me, my brother's 5, my younger brother's kid is 6, my aunt, my uncle, and my 2 cousins. There's 10 of us. But depending on if my older brother has his kids, that'd be 12 of us. And then if he wants to bring his heifer ass girl, that's another one. And then my younger brother would have his wife. So it'd be like 15 of us now.
Okay. All right.
15 of us. But we start at the house, but don't mean that we end at the house.
Right.
We get in the car.
You guys go out and...
Oh, yeah.
That's the best part of Thanksgiving, house hopping. I've done that a couple of times, but if I do have the second or third meal at one place, then I'm done for the day. Like, I just need to...
Second meal?
I just told you I eat like 4 times.
Oh, girl.
3 or 4 times.
Every spot I go to.
Yeah. But I can't physically make it maybe to do some other hopping.
Right.
But if I can control myself, I'm like, all right, I know that I've been invited to 4 different places. And I want to eat at all 4. That's perfect for me because I could have one meal at every place. But normally I just get greedy, especially if the first place is like really good, which is usually my mom's. Yeah. And I know my mom's food. And, you know, I just eat and eat and eat until I can't literally move. I have to like sleep somewhere, like in a corner or something like that.
Do you guys do this too? Like my favorite move for Thanksgiving when everybody comes over.
What's your spread? Because you like because you have. Is it like because you said your mom and dad are from Italy?
No, they're not from Italy. They're but my grandparents were actually my mom's dad was the only one in his family that was born in America, but he was conceived in Italy. So my grandma was pregnant with him on the boat.
When she came over.
Yeah. They spoke like Italian in the house.
Yeah.
So our spread is like dinner for the most part is pretty standard Thanksgiving stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We do the turkey. We do the my mom makes the sweet potato casserole. That's delicious.
What is
that's
in a sweet potato casserole?
It's
sweet potato with marshmallows on it.
I was going to say mushrooms.
Yeah, there's
brown
sugar in it. There's there's these like breadcrumbs that she has that she puts in there.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's really good. And
hey,
hello.
Yeah, we got some guests in here, but we're going to continue. Continue telling your menu.
So we got that, and then we do like the basic stuff. We do mashed potatoes. We do my mom makes a stuffing, but it's like kind of like an Italian stuffing
What's
eggs,
that?
It's eggs, mushrooms.
What'd he say?
Italian stuffing.
What the hell's in it?
So it's the stuffing. You obviously throw it. You cook it with the turkey, but it's eggs, a lot of cheese, sausage, and mushrooms.
So you put cheese is like sprinkled on top of the stuffing, or is it like a cheesy stuffing?
So when my mom makes the stuffing and she puts it in the bowl, when she makes it so she can put it into the turkey, she'll put like handfuls of pecorino romano and parmesan in there and just kind of mix it in with all that stuff, and then it cooks and it melts a little bit with the. It's really good, but the thing that sets us apart, I think, from like what you guys do, I think any ethnic people, they inject a little bit of it, whether you're black, Spanish, whatever. Italians, we do the antipasto, so our appetizers are eggplant parm, my mom baked clams.
That's an appetizer?
Eggplant parm?
Yeah, that's to me, that's like a meal.
It's rollentini usually, so it's like, but it's still, it's heavy, but like, you don't leave my house hungry, ever.
Wow.
Yeah, you go in there and you've got like, my mom makes that, rice balls too, which is, what was the thing you said? That
papas rellenas?
Yeah, it's similar to that, but there's no potato in it. It's just straight, ground beef in the middle, and then there's a little bit of cheese in there, depending, some peas maybe, depending on what, and then you just throw that in a deep fryer, and then so like the baked clams, the mushrooms, and then dessert, we just do all sorts of pies and
tiramisu.
Italian cookies. Did no tiramisu, but like very heavy on the coffee, and then it's all just like Italian cookies, cannolis, all that stuff, and then we have the standard like pecan pie and all that stuff.
Oh, I've never had pecan pie.
You've never
girl,
had pecan
you gotta
pie?
Live a little. Go to Popeyes. Pie. You can get you a nice little slice from Popeyes. So good. Shout out to Popeyes and their pecan pie. And you get you a little strawberry soda with a nice two piece. My stomach is growling right now.
Let's do that instead of Thanksgiving.
We should do a Friendsgiving like a $6 after Thanksgiving.
I would love, that's something that I've been trying to get started, and I figure it could be kind of like a potluck thing. Yeah. Like, I would bring the paper plates, and then everybody else could bring the food. Like, that could be like...
I'll bring the paper plates.
That's my specialty.
Utopia's going to walk in with a bucket of chicken. Just open. Hey!
So, but then why don't we do it? Why are we going to wait for it? Let's do it.
A Friendsgiving.
We can do it at my apartment before I move out. Let's trash that bitch. I'm just kidding.
You're not gonna get your deposit back.
Then I won't get my security deposit. I'll think about that again. No, but like, we should try it.
I think it would be fun.
One.
Yeah, everybody could bring like. I feel like, okay, first of all, I'm really impressed that you guys have appetizers before the meal. Like, I feel like we get straight to it. There's no foreplay. Like, we get right into, like...
Well, I think for me, I don't know about for you, but my mom is cooking while, she likes it fresh.
Okay.
So, it's like... When people start arriving, then, the turkey's already in there, but I think it's, like, maybe an hour or hour and a half.
Yeah, so there's, like, little things for people to nibble on while they're not.
Yeah,
like, it's like,
the table,
and we're watching football.
Yeah, we had to wait. Like, you could literally smell the food. Like, your stomach is growling. Like, it could be heard in the kitchen, and there's no snacks. There's no appetizers. It's like, you're not going to ruin your appetite. Like, everyone's going to eat this food. Yeah. Like,
oh, no, we're going to eat, and we're going to have the appetizer. A lot of times, I think for us, nobody's home while my mom's cooking because we're out playing. Because we all go play football in Perth Amboy, where we grew up.
That's very American, very American.
All the guys that played football or all the guys that hang out, we would all go to this park and we would play. But we would watch the high school team play. And then the OGs would play in another field.
This is in Florida.
No, here. In Perth Amboy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm like, I mean, that's not too far from Brooklyn. I'm trying to think what we did before. Like, we played dice in a hallway. It was like a domino game. Spades. Spades was for dessert. Like, that was like dessert.
Dominoes, but we're sleeping.
Yo, yours is very like...
Yeah, that's the American thing. But that's because of the boys. I'm the only girl.
Yeah.
So I'd be the only cheerleader. Like, hey!
So like that's like an episode of This Is Us. Like I could see like you guys like
in slow motion. They're all like it's like they're like grabbing each other's hips. Like,
you'll get them next time, Tiger. we in the hallway like yo, son, snake eyes.
We play dominoes too, but the football. I think because we loved football.
Yeah,
that was our thing. And so then after that, we would come home. The food was halfway done, but the appetizer was there because we needed to eat something or we were going to raise hell. So here, shut the hell up and eat. And then right there, boom, we had our food. Take a shower.
Yeah.
By the time you get out, everybody was good. Mind you, the game is over by like 1 o'clock.
What time do you guys get up?
Oh, we got up by 8, 9 o'clock. And we were at the field playing or watching.
That's way yeah. too early for me for anything.
The competition.
Yeah.
The competition. You gotta win. You know who this is? You know who we are?
You grew up in Jersey too, right?
I grew up, yeah. Edison. I grew up a couple towns away from where Loka grew up. I remember I was on the football team in high school, and I remember hating that we had to play on Thanksgiving because I didn't want to do anything. Because that to I'm me, that's you. What it's always shocking to hear when so like Loka's like, yeah, we're at the football field 9 a.m. about to play
I know
football.
That's dumb early, yeah, right? Yeah, I'm in my third it. Sleep by then.
Yeah, the best thing about Thanksgiving is that you don't do anything. But you wake up, it's like the next day's Black Friday, and you can wake up and you if you want to brave that insanity, you can go out and do that stuff too.
I never did that one.
Oh
yeah,
my,
it's kind of dumb.
Black Friday. Let me tell you, I worked at Macy's, the one on in Queens Plaza.
Okay.
So I was working in the ornaments department during the holiday season. I was like, oh, great. I'm not going to see people wild out because it's ornaments and ain't nobody buying ornaments from Macy's. It's way too expensive.
Yeah.
Nah, son. The first day, Black Friday, I seen two old white ladies who look like they had the Chanel suits on. One had on a Burberry scarf, like real dip, real like when you think of like old school, like OG, like rich white ladies, like these two, old as hell, fighting over ornaments. And because I like a good fight, I stood there and I watched for a little bit, and I was in awe. I was just like, wow, these ladies are really fighting over ornaments.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, is it that serious?
Yeah.
Like, seriously, like fighting over ornaments.
Yeah.
Black Friday is crazy.
I used to work at Banana Republic in the Freehold Mall in Freehold, New Jersey, and every Black Friday was just a nightmare. You get to get in there at like 5 o'clock in the morning, and it would just be people ready to fight from minute one. As soon as those doors open, people just online. This guy cut me in line.
Yeah,
he got the last medium sweater. Hating each other,
losing their minds.
And I don't understand why, because after Christmas, all of that's on sale. Just give somebody an IOU and call it a day.
IOU wrapped in a Christmas box.
Yeah, like, yo, I got you. I'll get you more if you wait till after Christmas.
You can do most of that stuff online now anyway.
Yeah. Like
they throw out, I've already seen the Verve, I think is the website, whatever the technology website is. I'm trying to get a speaker, like a smart speaker for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to price them so I can send my mom, like, hey, they have them on sale here, like get it here. And Best Buy has these, I shouldn't be giving my deal away. Best Buy's got these Sonos speakers for like $150. They're usually $200.
Uh-huh.
So I was sending that off to my mom, and I found this website that's just got the list of all of the like tech Black Friday stuff. So it's like Samsung TVs at Best Buy, you know, 30% off. Smartwatches at Target, 30% off. And they show you all of it, and you can literally do it from your computer now. Where it's, I mean, I guess you got to be awake to do it.
Oh
which
yeah,
still
definitely,
sucks. But
definitely.
Like at the end of the day, it's like it beats getting all your shit on and then leaving the house at 5 a.m. the day after Thanksgiving when you just ate the entire day and going and fighting these people at Best Buy, you know?
Definitely. I'm a Cyber Monday kind of girl. Yeah. I could literally sit in some drawers and a raggedy-ass bra and a big t-shirt and just, like, get it popping.
Yeah.
Just, like, yeah, definitely just, like, look for stuff. That's my thing. Love Cyber Monday.
I don't
Monday.
Do no Black Friday. I chill. I don't like, because I have a problem with a big crowd of people and then everything being unorganized. Like, I don't care if my room is unorganized.
Yeah.
But when I go shopping, I like to see where the things are.
Right.
And I hate when things aren't there and I was really wanting it and it's not there. That's why I don't do Black Friday. I think that's one thing that I think I ever did. Matter of fact, I lie. I did it last year. But that was because the year before that. And that was because I was working here at the station.
You went across the street?
I went to Macy's and it was dead. Nobody was in there. So I got in there, got my little things.
Nobody lives in
the
city anymore.
True.
Everybody that goes to the Macy's over there, they're all from like foreign countries and Jersey.
Yeah, it's a tourist trap.
No, but not even tourists were in there. Not even.
Like no one was in there?
Nobody was there. Nobody.
Yeah, Black Friday is interesting. If you're going to be out in them streets for Black Friday, just a roll with caution, okay?
Yes, please do.
All right, well, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, be safe, everybody. We know the day before Thanksgiving, big travel day. Don't be drinking too much.
Yeah. And definitely enjoy the time that you have. If you're going to be spending it with your family or by yourself, just, you know, I mean, it's sad if you're going to be by yourself for Thanksgiving, but I mean.
Oh, but it happened. Girl.
And that's a great... Wow. As a great American poet, 2 Chainz said, if you woke up today, you winning.
True. It's really nice to hear Mike quote 2 Chainz.
Oh man, what is it? Ladies love trap music.
Yeah,
oh, it's a great album.
Really?
The Sam Smith album. I think I love so much. That's probably my favorite album this year. But the 2 Chainz album is a close second.
2 Chainz. A lot of people sleep on him. I've loved him since he was Titty Boy, Player Circle days. But it's really nice to hear because I feel like more people should quote 2 Chainz on a deal. He has a quote for everything, any situation in life. You could definitely get it. A 2 Chainz Gucci Mane quote. I mean, that's just the way I feel about it.
Yeah. Totally.
All right. Well, have a great, 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 great Thanksgiving. And subscribe.
Subscribe. Yes. Go to iTunes. Subscribe. Leave a review, please. And then follow us on our social handles.
Yes. At Utopia BK on every damn thing.
At It's La Loca. ITSLALOCA on everything also. But on YouTube, it's La Loca TV. ITSLALOCA TV.
And I'm at Mike Coscarelli on Twitter and Instagram.